Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Daryl Peel joining us in just a moment.
Did you know that thousands of your friends and neighbors are now insured by PharmaSure? They were advised by their trusted local agents that this was a solid company with the values they expect when protecting their family farm or country home. PharmaSure is ready to be a part of your family as well. Go to PharmaSure.com to find an agent near you. It will be worth the visit.
Fast, affordable, that's for sure. Be sure it's PharmaSure.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families just like you. It's all about providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. We're talking beef exports with Dr. Peel, who says that the latest month of data that's available via USDA and via the crunching of the numbers by the U.S. Meat Export Federation is March. March showed some improvement over January, February, still, though, off a little bit compared to 1 year ago.
Well, I think there's a couple things in this. The beef exports in the month of March were down. They've been down recently, although, we got through last year with a very minimal decrease given the high prices in the U.S. and limited supplies. So, total exports were down about 6.6% in the month of March. We're down about 9.8% for the year. But there was some encouraging news in that. Among our major export destinations, Japan is our biggest market. It was actually up in March, 9.1%. It's up 1% for the year to date, for the first 3 months of the year. South Korea as well. It was up in March, 4.7%. It's down about 2% for the year to date. So there's some encouraging signs that despite limited supplies and very high prices, these things are holding pretty well. Mexico and Hong Kong are two of the other of our major markets. And, they're both down significantly. But when you look at the total picture, exports are holding pretty well given the price levels we're at and given the strength in the dollar we've had, which makes our beef even more expensive to our foreign customers.
Now, the March results did reflect some degree of relief, at least psychological relief, if nothing else, from the West Coast port congestion that plagued red meat exports primarily in January and February. Port traffic did start to improve after a tentative labor contract was reached in the latter part of February. Now, let's turn our attention from the export side of the ledger over to imports. What do they look like, Daryl?
On the import side, again, we've been importing more beef. Imports were up last year 33% nearly. They were up in March about 33%, and for the year to date, actually up about 47% for those first 3 months of the year. Biggest source of those imports, both last year and so far this year, has been Australia. Australia was up 61% year over year in March and is up nearly double, 96% more than the first 3 months of last year. New Zealand is another one of our major markets and also major sources, and it's up as well. Canada was actually down in March, about 5.9%. But it's up 5.5% for the year to date. And Mexico continues to bring a lot of beef to the U.S., 32% in the month of March, up about 37% for the year to date.
The latest on international trade with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Clearly, a strong Yankee dollar, tight supplies in this country, impacting especially the export side of the ledger. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.